Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Joan and Janet are subtle energy empaths in the field of consciousness. Their passion is to support your evolutionary growth and change. Join them as they talk about our individual and collective evolutions, explore what living consciously with energetic awareness means in our daily lives, access with them a state of grace. There is no time, no space. Feel the warmth and acceptance and opening into infinite possibilities. Combining a broad collection of modalities and personal experiences, they share with humility and humor their appreciation for the body, mind, spirit connections that we call life. Now, here is Joan Newcomb and Janet Barrett.
Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We're your co-hosts, Joan Newcomb, coming to you from Tacoma, Washington, and my partner, Janet Barrett, coming to you from Portland, Oregon.
Hello, everyone. It's a lovely day in the neighborhood, even if it's raining. We like rain.
Spoken like a true Northwesterner.
That's right. Yeah, no, it's great.
We don't tan, we rust.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
Just want to let folks know that if you're online and you'd like to listen to us by phone, you can call it in at 716-748-0150, and that's just to listen by phone. But if you want to join us in the conversation and talk to us live, the number is 888-627-6008. And today on Conscious Conversations, we are talking about clearing out in consciousness. So whether it's clearing out our bodies through illness or cleanse and cleansing our homes of physical clutter or clearing our minds or emotions or finances, we are going to talk about how this helps our experience of the field of unified consciousness and other interesting things from the heart-centered awareness.
Yeah, it's a big deal. Well, you need to clear out now and then. I had my colonoscopy yesterday. I'll confess, everyone. It's the first one I had. And I was clean as a whistle. So I was really happy. So I think that's pretty much what in the air, you know, fall's good for that. You know, you just start to sort through your stuff. And whether it's physical or emotional or wherever you might find, it's important to be able to let go of things. It's important to realize what you're holding on to and to get current and present. And so we're all about doing that from heart-centered awareness and how to make life enjoyable for the next new thing you want to get involved in.
That's right. And actually, one thing that we're letting go of is this time slot, and we are going, which is moot to anybody listening to us on demand, but in real time, present time now, we're letting go of this. And next week is November. And so we are going to be moving to Tuesday mornings at 11 a.m. Pacific. That's actually Tuesday afternoons at 2 p.m. Eastern time. And, let me see.
That was an incredible segue.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. It's 7 hours, 1800 hours. It would be 6 o'clock in the UK and 8 o'clock in Spain. So you can hear us on demand anytime you wish, though.
Yeah, definitely. And we do like to hear from you. So if we talk about something you want to hear more about, great. Let us know how we're doing. If there's something you want us that we're not talking about or you'd like to suggest, please give us a write to us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. And that would be good on their part, wouldn't it?
And what would be even gooder would be for us them to join us on Facebook. You can join us at Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet and join the group and join the fun. And you can leave us messages there and also get messages from us there. And Janet and I both post our weekly writings as well, so you can get extra goodies from us. You can also follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is @JoanandJanet. And you can follow me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is @JoanNewcomb. And give us your suggestions, just like Janet was saying, to give us things to talk about, and we will answer them on the air.
And you can also track our shows through our websites or also on YouTube. We have a Conscious Is it Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet on YouTube, Joan?
Is that is correct. Name? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So any of our shows are available by podcast. If you want to do a marathon and just be in heart space all day, great way to do it. Because if you've been listening, we look to always be in heart space and spend that time there and look at ourselves and our information. And that is timeless. So just dropping in that state, following along with what we do, and just noticing how you resonate with it in it, and let that be the stepping stone to your conversation that you're holding there. So we highly recommend it.
Yes. And actually, you were telling me that one of your clients has been listening to the show as she falls asleep at night. And I can't think of a more delightful way to fall asleep, but to be in heart space. Or if you've got insomnia in the middle of the night, call up one of our shows and bliss back out into heart space.
Yeah, why not? It works well. So what are we going to? Oh, and we want to check
about our websites
and what we got going there. Joan, you got all kinds of good stuff. What you got
I going? Always have all kinds of good stuff. So yep. If you go to my website, which is joan-newcomb.com, you can get a quiz for finding out your passion and your purpose on my website. You can also get recordings on consciousness techniques, things we talk a lot about on the show, and also accessing unseen help for your life, health, and business. And then both Janet and I have meetups, and I have meetups in Seattle, Tacoma, and Olympia. And I've got one coming up in Olympia this weekend at Unity Church. I've got one in Tacoma. Actually, it's not this weekend. I have a break this weekend. So, oh, thank God. It is on November 8th. It's been a busy week, busy month. And so on November 8th, and then the next 14th is one in Tacoma. And then on the 29th, which is the weekend of Thanksgiving, I've got one in Seattle. And Janet, you have one in Tuesdays.
Tuesday nights, yes. Meetups, or for anyone really. Heart-centered awareness. We do that weekly, because the more you do this, the more real that state is for you when you're on your own and doing things. So be sure. So here in Portland, it's from 7 to 9 at my home, and we drop in and have a great time, great conversations, and really people that are coming really get a lot, are benefiting from it. I know. So, and I feel it. So it's just a wonderful place to be.
You know, actually something else I think this is I have been hinting at it for a while, but I actually do, I'm just on the tippy toes of launching this premium program on discovering your purpose and your passion and living your life as you were meant to be. So stay tuned for that, because I'm going to be doing talks about this in November. I'll be talking more about it. But if you have been longing, feel like your soul is longing to do something else, if you feel like, you know, you're in a secure job and you just feel crazy that you want to just quit it and do something else, that sort of thing is for you. And, I will be being more and more less, more and more overt and less secretive about this as I am bringing this out to the world.
Well, so, and it's all about clearing out, right? Clearing out the confusion, clearing out the doubt, clearing out the thinking, you know, and listening to that authentic voice. And so it's totally appropriate and great for people to get involved and spend their time focused that way. So I heartily recommend it for everyone.
Yes. So let me see. Is there anything else we want to tell folks about? I think we've pretty much covered it
all. Yeah, or you could, both Joan and I have great blogs. So we write weekly, Joan on Friday, me on Monday. And if you get to our websites, mine's janetandbeyond.com, and subscribe, you can get that weekly posting to you directly. And you also get $25 off on your first session with me. And you get my great list of 10 top tips for enjoying life. And there's more than that on there. So be sure.
Because you are a big giver.
Yeah, right.
big giver. 10 tips here is 29.
Yeah, sure, why not? So, and Joan, your website is at?
It's joan-newcomb.com, and I'm a little more stingy. I just give you a quiz to find out what your passion and purpose is.
All right. Okay, so we're ready for a break, and then we'll be back, and we'll be talking about clearing it out. Sounds good.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com. You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm your host, Joan, and I'm along here with Janet, and we are talking about clearing out in consciousness.
You got to do it now and then, right? I mean, whether it's the dust, metaphorically, we all have it. And, you know, you get to any age and you realize, boy, I'm hanging on to stuff. And often you don't realize what you're hanging on till you realize you want something. And then you go, oh, but my hand's already full with this. And you get to make a choice. And half the time, I think we probably forget stuff, right? So whatever, it just goes back and you go, oh, I forgot about that. Oh, and you realize that maybe it's still kind of dodging you, showing up now and then. So it's important to do. And I love your statement there, Joan, about connecting to your inner wisdom. Mm. Because we all have wisdom in us, but I know so many people who don't value themselves as wise. They look to you and I or anyone and to say who they are. And the truth is we all know who we are. Yes. And we're just either we're listening or we're not. So our job is to help make it easier for them to hear themselves and hear their truths. So, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I wanted to touch on that we have to clear out now and then. And the thing I think of is if you don't keep up with clearing out, then cleaning out situations seem to happen to you because things will come up. You know, you'll get sick. You'll suddenly get evicted. You'll have to move. You know, right. A good move is like a house fire. You know, it's like cleaning everything out. So, you know, you can either stay on top of it and feel like you have some choice, or you can just let it happen. You can let it happen or not, just, you know, sit still and maybe, you know, some TV show will come and offer you a spot on Hoarders.
Well, and that's the truth of it, right? I mean, you can resist letting go of things. You can, but you have to appreciate that that's coming from a place of poverty. On some level, yes, there is a sense that there's not enough. And so that's something we want to look at. So how about we drop into heart space? Because we got a great conversation going there and I can feel people kind of going, yeah.
Okay, so, great. Take us away.
All right, everybody. So just notice wherever you are, whatever time of day it is that you are listening and whatever you might be doing, and allow that part of you that is looking forward to rest and relaxation and an interesting time with yourself. Let's just give it a little bit more focus. Okay, so put that stuff down, metaphorically, physically, wherever it is. And just hunch the shoulders up. And as you relax the shoulders, just allow yourself to access what we would call heart. And for those of you new to us, heart-centered awareness, the field of unified consciousness, source, universe, whatever word you might want to use for the all, where you and I are unified consciousness, where there is no sense of separateness, it's just field of information. And we're going to tag that in field of the heart. The heart is the oldest organ in your body. It's the first one there. So man has decided that the heart is really important. So let's be user friendly with it. And we're learning to get well with our language and not be so directionally oriented. So I'm not going to say drop down into your heart. I'm just going to say access that your physical sense of heart. Start there. And then the field of the heart is really about these two concentric rings. Think of a donut inside a donut. And that first layer is emotional terrain. And what if it was user friendly? And just notice what's there right in this moment. It might be bold and colorful or intense or stormy or anything. Don't judge it. Just allow yourself to become aware of what emotions are floating through there right in this moment. For there only is this moment. There is no past. There is no future in heart. There is only now. There we go. All right. And then your sense open. Open your awareness up more to the core, to the essence of all. And you may feel that as an outward energy. You may feel it as a more inward energy, a deepening sense. There are no rights. There are no wrongs. It's just how you experience information. So however you've got that organized, now notice the collective, where you and I and Joan and everyone on the field of the heart. And here is about potential. Potential, which is in everything. And the field of potential is important because everything that was in this moment isn't necessarily so, because potential is always present. So that allows us to access information in different ways and play with these patterns and how you experience life. So the field is full of grace. There's warmth, support, non-judgment. This is why Joan and I like to groove on this field, because where in your life is there judgment? We do pretty good with not having a lot of judgments around us, I think, anymore, because we're aware of it. And whatever you are is what comes to you in that law of attraction. So just notice how you're feeling and take a moment. Maybe you'll have to clear something out. What you got, Joan?
Well, I was grooving in the moment, and the thing I noticed is that we drop into heart space and the whole energy changes. So, you know, usually what we're talking about, suddenly it just feels so blissful. What are we talking about?
Yeah.
There's no clutter in the heart, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of an interesting point is we were, you know, our point is about clearing out, connects us to heart consciousness, but somehow dropping into heart space clears us out energetically, instantaneously.
Well, feels like things are kind of not blocked up, but it might be kind of thick.
So, well, it's definitely slow moving, but it's still moving, kind of the way like fondue pours or chocolate fondue pours.
Yeah.
So there's definitely things are moving like that.
Got it. So let's just, there we go, everybody. There we go. I think it's also a different sense of flow, right? You know, we get very busy in our daily lives, and some of us really push. And the idea of just sitting, and whether you're laying down or being busy, whatever, that's just a word. You change your pace, and there's a different pace here. And I think that's important too. There is no time or space in consciousness. Those are man-made creations. So Everyone, just allow yourself, and I'm going to use the word relax. And so whatever you're aware of that seems to want to hold that thought, just allow it to be. Don't judge it. That's the thing. I bet a lot of us have to clear out our judgments about who we are and what we are and how we show up and our identities and what that would be like to hear the voices that are chattering from the past or the present or the future and just really put them into this heart-centered awareness and just feel them loosen. Things are really wound up. So just let them loosen. There we go. There we go.
This reminds me of something I tuned into last week where, you know, yesterday was this big supermoon and everything was kind of building up. And the time of supermoons are, well, full moons are times of culmination. Mm-hmm. They also are, there are also, you know, times where there can be seismic activity. Mm-hmm. I know, I think it's near Portland, there's been a whole mass of little earthquakes going on in an area that's also near a lava flow. Are you tuned into that?
Hmm.
Well, anyway, so what I've been experiencing was for me, it was like a sense of excitement that things were coming up because there's been a feeling of some stuff that has been kind of stuck or static and changes.
I think
that
I'm
have,
hearing it.
Yeah, exactly. And that, you know, things need to happen. Things need to start moving. And I think that's what's going on is that the change is happening is what I'm trying to say.
Well, I think the whole this is very interesting. It's almost like watching slow moving lava. And I'm not watching it. I think I'm feeling it. And, you know, the earth has a different rhythm. We can be out of sync with that. And it may be in a time of transitioning. There's definitely forces at play with that full moon last couple days, you know, or sense of it. But what do we want to clear out? Some things go quickly and easily. Some things take a little longer. And I'm just noticing, oh, that's got a lot of static. I can hear that. Okay. Got a lot of static on the line today. All right.
Okay. Well, I'm hearing better now.
Great.
You know, this used to happen a lot more in the old days, but you know, I would be doing energy work on Skype, or I would be doing readings on Skype, or actually I'd also be recording on the phone, and you know, the tape recording would come out static.
Hmm.
And it was just that there is a, it was just the energy of things.
Mm. Okay. Well.
So I'm hearing more clearly now. How are you doing?
Yeah. Oh, I'm definitely hearing something on the line, but what I'm registering, I think, is that reluctance. Mm. There can be reluctance to being different. There can be a lot of emotional energy in having different choices. And sometimes what we know, and even if it's painful, is better than something we don't know. And so there can be reluctance to clear out and let go. There we go.
Yeah.
Whoa, there it is. Okay, yeah, exactly. Wow. Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
That went to the back of the head. Woo. Okay, everybody, you're doing great. You're doing great. Yeah.
So when Janet's talking about that, she's sort of talking about a collective, experience, but some of you may identify with what's going on and some of you might not. And that's okay. Just relax and go with the flow.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that there is no time or space. And so we're all collectively gathering regardless of when we're listening to this. Mm-hmm. So even though the air date might be in the past and you're listening to this, if it resonates with you as you're listening to this, Janet's been tuning into you.
Yeah, certainly something. We don't have to put names on it. That's a fun thing about, you know, when you get past the labels. We still want the labels, and I'm the first one to love a label because then, okay, now I know where I am. I use them, you know, I think most of us use them as placeholders. But then you realize how limiting that is, and you want to get rid of it. You know, certainly that happens in family politics. In birth order, for instance, with siblings or something. And everybody gets defined when they're five and you're assigned a certain role. Okay, you're the artist and you're the speed skater or however the role is defined. And that may be then, but that doesn't mean you are now, but you're stuck with it. You know, every time you go back into that family, you're back into that role. And you really may be an incredible artist, but everyone says, no, she's the artist, you know, and you can't have competing art or whatever.
Right. Your sister is the artist. Or yeah. So Janet, is your brother older or younger than you?
My brother's 23 months younger.
That's right. I remember that. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. But I was thinking about that because I was tuning into somebody today that I've had some interactions with, and I had forgotten that she's the youngest in her family. Because, you know, we're in our 50s now, and so that's out of context, but it suddenly explained a whole dynamic that had been going on in the interactions and the relationship. And I'm the only girl, but I'm the third down. So, I used to say that, I was usurped by my little brother when I was five. And, and I feel so fortunate not being the youngest, because being the only girl and being the youngest, I would have been insufferable. But how much I was appreciating how much I learned from having responsibility for a younger sibling. And that pattern shows up in so many ways throughout my adult life as being the more responsible one or the older one. And so I definitely identify more with being an older sibling rather than a younger sibling. I've got two older brothers as well. So,
well, yeah, and I think something that comes to mind today in talking with clients and people is that in birth order, often middle children, or we get assigned these roles, and there is that one person often in the family who's, we're going to say, more aware of information that isn't being noticed. And they kind of stockpile it and store it. And so they are the touchstone for the family dynamics. And that can be good or that can be challenging. And I think if we want to clear out some things with people, is for our listeners to just notice what is in your birth order, in your family. Are you the one who's holding information about the whole dynamics? And what would you like to do with that? Maybe this is an opportunity to just maybe put it down. Notice it in some way. There you go. And what it'd be like to just maybe loosen it up a little bit. Now, sometimes it can be quite burdensome.
Yeah, you know, it's like your parents are dead, and yet your siblings and everybody are all still interacting as if you're all, you know, 5 to 10 years old.
Right.
So what would it be like to let go of those patterns and just be totally in the present moment?
Yeah.
How freeing would that be?
Wow. I think that would be really different, wouldn't it? So everybody, just notice. And it doesn't necessarily have to be, oh, there's an alarm in the neighborhood going off. Which are those sounds, bells and whistles, are always confirmation. So
right, definitely sort of a third level listening that
so somebody's out there.
Something's being disturbed in the force.
So let's just see what else. You know, there is that, I was the eldest and I have a younger brother. So that set us up for certain patterns. And my brother is a very different person than I am, though we share a lot of the same information, certainly genetic information. But our experiences of that family life are very different with the individuals. And I think that's probably in ways that I'm not aware of, and what I have become aware of in my father's passing this summer, is how he's been holding information that's really not helpful or useful to him in any way. Totally he's dictated how he lives his life, though. And things I'd like to let go of about that. And it can be emotional, it can be mental, probably more emotionally, mentally oriented. And just maybe you have something there that you realize, oh, my life is different than my sibling. And what if it was okay? What if you gave yourself permission? And so in doing that, go to the closet.
go to the closet, not in the closet. You've traumatized half the listeners.
I opened the door and all this stuff came out. Okay, that closet's really full, everybody. So maybe the closet's a little full. Maybe it's time to really notice if there's things in there you want or don't want. You know, so just notice your closet. Pick any closet. Doesn't really matter. There we go. And so our attention is being taken with family. It could be work. It yes. could be friends. It could be community. Any place that you have a relationship with, you can pick a person, one person, and go, oh, what's the clutter? But I think what I notice for people is their own confusion. And really, it's like, you get told something and you put it somewhere and, you know, oh, I know what, it's the perfect gift, right? Someone gives you something and it's not you at all. And what do you do? I think so often our thoughts are like that. It's like, oh, well, I can appreciate you thinking of me and this is not me at all. So what do you do with that thing? Where do you put it? Well, are your closets full of things like that? If you had the luxury of having a closet where you could just put stuff like that, what if you put it there, right? That's funny.
Yeah, and so, you know, the suggestion for folks is that we're talking about releasing things on an energetic level, and you can imagine that you've got an external hard drive, or, you know, things can be stored in the cloud. So you don't have to be carrying around all those memories or all those experiences within your physical space now. You can just imagine releasing them to the cloud. Those they can be accessible if you absolutely need them, but they don't have to slow down your processing in this moment.
Mm. And sometimes you get conflicting information, conflicting programs, and that creates problems on a computer. Does mm-hmm. that happen? You know, like the information isn't updated, you're running old systems on, you know, or old programs on a new system and they don't match up and that kind of thing. So the language is different and they don't communicate, even though you've been told by the guy that they will, and you can't make it work. And how much of that are we holding on to, everybody? So maybe it's time to upgrade. Maybe it's time to go back to the Singer sewing machine, which worked really well. And you've got the fancy machine, but you always go back to the Singer for the nice, simple C.
Well, you know, that reminds me of those hipsters, you know, in steampunk. But, you know, they like to use old typewriters and things like that. But I don't see the usefulness of a Singer sewing machine if you don't sew.
Oh, well, that would be true, I guess. But it's easier to learn to sew on a Singer because those original machines were really built well. They did exactly what they were supposed to do. So if that metaphor doesn't work for you, fine.
Right. Yes. I gave my sewing machine away a long time ago. I stopped sewing when my kids were born.
Ah, okay. So what are we noticing? Well, there seems to be a lot of relaxation going on.
Yeah. Which is kind of nice. It feels like, you know, maybe it's the calm before the storm because, you know, we'll be gearing up for the holidays soon. But but at least, you know, in this heart space, we're the release. It's like we're being knocked out for a colonoscopy and we can just let it all go.
Yeah, I had a great time with that yesterday. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I allow experiences like that to let me know where I am and have new conscious conversations with myself, you know. And there's always a process, you know, you got to take something before and you got to prep and all that. And things come up and you notice, okay, is life easy or if I'm really making this difficult? And, oh, yeah, when I had the surgery last year and, you know, you kind of go, okay, but that was last year. What about this year? Where are you now in this moment? And it was great. You know, I had really good care at the hospital and the procedures. I had a great anesthesiologist, a woman, for heaven's sakes. And she was delightful. And she listened and she heard my concerns and heard my story from the last time and went, ooh. And, you know, she was paying attention and you want people like that. And so you enjoy what you can in your process. And I came out sparkling clean. So, and the doctor was almost, I think, disappointed because there wasn't anything to fix or save.
Right? Well, you know, and isn't that the case with Western medicine? Because Western medicine really likes to look for what's wrong.
Yeah.
You know, it's not about prevention. It's like to fix it after it's broken.
Yeah, it was very interesting. So, all right, let's just notice, everybody. What else might, the attic. Mm. Oh, what you got up in that headspace above your head? Oh, yeah. There could be generations of stuff in there, right? Yeah, stuff you don't even recognize, but there could be treasures. Now, this is the key. You never know what might be a treasure, but you get to decide what the treasures are. So that makes it kind of fun. I like going through boxes myself. You know, it kind of gives you an opportunity to go, oh my gosh, I forgot all about that. And then you get to make it new and fresh again. And then there's the stuff, why did I save that? Right? Yeah. I don't know. I've never had children. So I imagine all those pictures that were on the refrigerator and stuff. Where are those now? You know?
I have boxes and boxes, but I saved all my children's artwork. And none of my children's, you know,
care,
science, you know, math papers or anything like that. Oh. And I have boxes and boxes of that and boxes and boxes of photographs. So it's kind of like being the family archivist. So, you know, I'm carrying around and now I'm also have my parents' things too. So I'm kind of the archivist for those aspects of things that I haven't dispersed to my brothers. So yeah, I need a big basement. Wherever I live has got to have a big basement.
Well, I think you mentioned another good point. There is a sense of someone gets to be the one to hold on to things for others. And at some point, they take their stuff or they don't. That's nice of you to take that on, but is it really useful, helpful, fit in well with life? And have you made adjustments? Have you carried that stuff every place you've ever moved to? And are you really giving energy to it? And is it helpful? You know, how much are we carrying around people that's gone from place to place to place? And I did have a friend client at one point who in 25 years had never gotten rid of a piece of mail, and she took it from place to place with her. So by the time she was settling her parents' estate, I came and stayed a week with her and went through every piece of mail that she had received in 25 years. The garage was full of boxes, full of mail. And I went through every piece and cleaned the energy and sorted it out for her. And you go, how much energy has this taken all her life? Or the last 25 years of it anyway. You know? And you go, wow. Gotta appreciate that for sure. All right. So how much are we carrying around that we don't need to? It could have been disposed of, but fear got in the way, or attachment. The attachment. Let's just call it attachment. You don't have to label it anything. For some reason, there's an attachment. And what would it be like to let that just loosen up? Oh, how appropriate.
we're having parallel universes are shifting and crossing the beams, I think.
Oh, that is so funny. All right, everybody. Everything's food for the moment. Everything doesn't have to have meaning. You just look at how it shows up and what shows up. So in our world, we allow that to be what it is. So, but a fresh approach. I'm all for it. So what if you had a team that came in and helped sort through your stuff? What would that be like for you?
You know, you can do that. You can access unseen help. You can also decide when you go to sleep at night that you'll sort it through on dream time or on the astral plane. Because, mm-hmm. you know, it's easier to do things out of body sometimes than in body. So if there's anything you've been struggling with or anything you just know that, or you might just know that you've got blocks and you don't know what they are, you can assign yourself to sort that out when you're asleep.
That's always helpful. Yeah. So what it'd be like to have a really good team of help and let them just... What do we got now?
You can just know that you have a team, because we all do. You've got a nice little team of helpers. They're like Santa's elves or Snow White's dwarves Cinderella and Snow White's got all the little animals that came in and helped her clean, and Cinderella had the mice that helped her sew. So yeah. You know, just call on your invisible friends to help you sort things out.
Right. Yeah. There we go. Okay, so something. Call on that help, everybody. We all have it. And what if it was okay to ask for help? What if you didn't have to do this all by yourself? Yeah. We can have a grumpy and a grouchy and a... Opie and Doc and everybody.
Sneezy, bashful. Let me see. Yeah, let me name all the seven dwarfs.
So just relax. Notice if stuff is showing up emotionally or mentally or where you feel the tension. Because I think there's a little bit of tension between the brow, around that third eye. And around that eye. Okay, so we got some spiritual energy. Just loosen it up. The idea that you can change what you drag around with you. The idea that you can change what you feel is important to you. These are really basic ways. What if you were curious about all that stuff back there and you realized you weren't as attached as you were? But we work with people all the time that so much of their present experience is based on their past. And it's just kind of creating issues presently. So we just looked to let that be different. Here we go. Oh, that's interesting. I'm noticing someone smoking, a woman smoking, and she's making smoke rings.
Okay, so obviously not coming out of her ears.
Yeah, no, but it is, and she is maybe observing
the top of her head.
She's looking at me from the side, so she's playing with us. So what if it was, so that's a skill to be able to, I imagine, have a smoke ring. So how much of this is intentional? Our confusion, our clutter, because it serves as a great distraction. So what if you could just blow a hole in it? Whatever's distracting, there we go.
Well, you know, that reminds me of the thing we did at the end of our last, we need to go to commercial break. So why don't we pull up some smoke rings and you're listening to Conscious Conversations and hold the space because we'll be back in just a minute.
Like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm your host, Joan, and we're along here with Janet, and we have been talking about clearing out in consciousness.
We've really been clearing out. Oh,
exactly.
My God.
Exactly. And I think any moment now we need to clear out a heart space and come back to the street level. What do you think?
All right. So everybody, just take a moment to notice where you are. And we're going to ask you to just come back to present. So bid a fond farewell to all that stuff and just notice that it'll be changing and you don't have to pay attention. What if that was really neat? What if these silent helpers and you're just setting the intention that stuff is clearing out whether you notice it or not and it can take care of itself. And let's just hold that as our reality, new reality to step into. And as you bring your awareness back, there you go. Notice that emotional terrain now. Seems a little different. Oh, I see clean slates. Okay, I love it. Clean slates. I love it. All right. And as you come back to the heart, physical heart, and thank it for beating. Thank you for that sense of life and liveliness. And bring yourself back to street level, as Joan will say. And just notice. And maybe you experience this as something lighter or that something's different, something's happened, and you can't articulate it, which is just perfectly fine because it's the other part of the brain. But let's let it be real that we just took several minutes to just start cleaning. And it didn't have to hurt. And it didn't have to take a long time. And it didn't have to do anything except just allowing your intention and expectation that in the moment, things can be different. Oh, that's nice and quiet, Joan.
Huh. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, so everyone just noticed how, even though we're back at street level, that you can still have that sense of bliss or that wonderful, warm, hummy, buzzy feeling that we're having from heart space. You can hold that residual experience, even at street level.
Yeah, I think that's really the key, is that all you're doing, everything is within you, and you're just bringing your awareness to it. And awareness comes and goes. And the more we can be aware of, the more you let go of. Because it's not more awareness to burden you. It's more awareness that allows you to just go, oh, I see. All right, fine. How current am I? It's really about being present with information and inviting yourself to do that, don't you think?
Yeah. So even though we're in the present moment, I feel like mentioning the next moment, which is next week. We're at a new time, which is on Tuesday mornings at 11 a.m. Pacific and 2 p.m. Eastern. And next week, we're going to have a guest.
Oh, goody. I love guests. Great.
So next week, we're going to be talking about conscious happiness. And our guest is Lori Peters, and she's the host of the Happiness Hangout on BBS Radio, which is actually on Wednesdays at 5 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock Eastern. And so we'll be talking about what is happiness from the perspective of consciousness, and how can you be happy when your life sucks? And what can you do to shift your awareness when things are happening to you to creating it all as consciousness? And we really look forward to Lori joining us with her own unique experience in happiness.
I think it'll be a lot of fun and a great way to start a new time slot. So, there we go. Wow. Look how quiet it got, Joan.
I know. Everybody is nice and happy. It's like it's like they've gone down for nap time after their milk and cookies.
Really? Okay.
You're cleaned out and you just feel like going to bed with a nice book.
Yeah. How very nice. All right, everybody. So no matter what time space that you're listening to, feel that. It's like just get right into that vibe. It's real. And just the idea, you know, it doesn't have to be purging, you know, it doesn't have to be anything other than, that's what I was holding on to. Oh, okay. Let me let that be different. Be user friendly with what you notice and enjoy it. And what if you had a great vacuum cleaner and you had a great sponge and you were excited about cleaning, right? I mean, there are people who enjoy cleaning. so you know, and it doesn't have to be from a place of, oh, I gotta get that out of that spot, you know. That's the wrong kind of energy. We're not talking about that. We're talking about, I'm so grateful to have a wall. I'm so grateful to have a door. I'm so grateful to have heat. Oh, let me take care of this, you know? I mean, we have so many things in the Western world or in the world, and we do have much. And however you relate to it, be appreciative, because there are people out there walking around with not a lot. And, you know, there's a great show we caught last night on Netflix or something about the worst jobs in the medieval centuries or something. It's just a hoot, and it's all about, you know, if you think you got it rough, you should be in the medieval times. And it just makes you so appreciative of what we have. So
speaking of appreciating what we have, I appreciate our websites, and I want our guests, our listeners, to appreciate them too. I just want to remind folks how to get in touch with us outside of the show. If you go to my website, which is joan-newcomb.com, you can get a quiz on discovering your purpose and your passion for being here. And you can also learn about the meetups that Janet and I have, meetups in Olympia, Tacoma, and Seattle.
And I'm in Portland.
You are in Portland. And that's right. And Janet, your website is?
JanetandBeyond.com. All spelled out, one word. And for those of you that don't live local to us, hold on, because we have our free conference call once a month. I think it's the third Thursday of every month. And that is a great time for you to join the conversation one-on-one on our conference line. And if you don't participate, we send it out. You know, if you're not available at that time, you can get it. So you want to contact Conscious with Joan and Janet at Gmail and get signed up for that. So that's always something to look forward to.
Yeah. And you can also find us on Facebook at Conscious with Joan and Janet on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter at Joan and Janet. And then you can also subscribe to us on YouTube and email us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com.
Yeah, that feels nice, Joan. And yeah. I'm still looking forward to our new time and our conversation with Lori next week. That's Lori Peters from Happiness Hangout. That's great.
Yeah. So let me see. Well, and I just want to give people a quick preview that my program coming up is called Rediscover Your Purpose and Your Passion and Do What You Came Here to Do. And essentially, it's 12 weeks of transformation with me. So stay tuned because I'll be telling you about the things coming up in November where you can learn more about that. And
great way to celebrate clearing out.
Clearing out, yes. So we want to thank you all for listening and helping to co-create the show. No matter where you're listening or when you're listening, your energies have come together to help create this experience here today.
Thank you all. Have a wonderful week.
You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm your host, Joan Newcomb.
And I'm Janet Barrett.
And we'd like to thank you all for joining us as Consciousness Expressing and Evolving.
You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Thanks so much for helping to co-create the show. No matter whether you're tuning in live or listening on demand, you energetically contribute to our collective experience. Joan and Janet love to hear from you and invite you to email your comments and ideas for them to explore each week. Contact them at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another great show at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and 10 p.m. UTC.